Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you don't have courage, nothing else matters. Yeah, I think one of the strongest frames that has gotten me through those harder times is that this is the story I will one day tell. And so it just, like, almost the more bad things that happen, it's like the more epic the story becomes. And so, of course, this terrible thing will happen. And, like, doesn't that make the story so much better?
If you are the kind of person that tells yourself the story that you're the kind of person that can get through this, that is functionally exactly what you're chasing. Like, what you're after is the story. And by putting that on the front end and going, okay, I'm just going to keep on building stories that I'm going to refer back to in future, I think you're actually being more direct than if you were trying to take a more rational view of exactly how behavior is put together. Like, the story is the rational view of how your behavior and your identity are put together.
If we remember a story, so, like, let's say you have that story of you went through this hard thing and then you survived, then it basically serves as a reminder of the reinforcer of the behaviors you did to get through it. And so it's almost like with a kid who's smaller, if you're like, hey, remember last time you did this, you got ice cream. If you remind them of that reward, then they're more likely to repeat the behavior. And so I think stories function in that same way, where we use them to motivate ourselves in the short term to do the desired behavior that might be less comfortable in the short term, but we're reminded about the larger reinforcing event that we had in the past.
Big lesson here is, just because you're doing hard things in one domain does not mean that it crosses over into all domains unless you purposefully try to make your identity wrapped up around it. Lots of mistakes were made by standing still. Like, people think that inaction isn't a decision, but it is.
Totally. I mean, your conditions change through inaction still. Mm-hmm. Like, doors close. There are moments where you have opportunities where you have to act or they will go away.
Yeah.
And so I think it's like being able to seize those opportunities, and that means that you have to.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Actively say no to something that you might want or might want a lot. And I think those are the trades that we... I think being willing to make those trade-offs clearly and trade them for the things that you want more is how people can progress through life and get more of what they want.
The pain of having to accept trade-offs holds a lot of people back.
100%. And then they end up getting nothing. And I think that, I honestly think that is like at the crux of why so many people are not realizing any potential at all, because they are unwilling to make any trade and then make the biggest trade of all.
Mm. How do you think about overcoming that decision paralysis? Lots of good options in front of you, but it's functionally true for humans that more options make you more miserable, not happier.
People get stuck because they don't know what they want. And I define what you want by what you're willing to sacrifice to get something.
Take responsibility for your current position. What's that mean?
It absolutely might not be your fault, but it is still your problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since you are the only one who you can influence directly, then you are the one who is source. And because, like, you could still be correct in saying that, like, because I insert grievance, insert, you know, trauma, insert genetic predisposition, insert zip code I was born in, or language or poverty level or whatever it is, all of those things could be true, and yet you still have to take action as the only source that can change it.
Mm-hmm. No one's coming to save you.
Yeah, which goes back to the first one.
The interesting thing about no one is coming to save you also means no one is coming to stop you.
Hmm.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The three-step process of how to win. Number one. Realize no one is coming to save you. Number two, take responsibility for your current position. Number three, be willing to sacrifice who you are for who you want to be.
I think that those three is really all about power. You own everything. It's like, okay, if I own everything, then you could still hope that someone saves you, but it still relies on someone else to change your condition. And so it's like, okay, I own all these outcomes. I'm not going to rely on someone else to change my condition, but you're still there, which means you have to take the third step, which is that I have to sacrifice. I have to give up something in order to get something else. And I think where people actually stay stuck the longest is the trades that we are unwilling to make. It's basically the desire to have everything at the same time. And the easiest analogy I have is, like, it is totally reasonable to want to have a mountain view and to be on the beach and be walking distance from a Whole Foods. But you probably will not find a place that has all three of those, because they are all at apparent contradictions or, you know, apparent odds. And so there, but so what happens is we just stay in this paralysis of indecision because we feel like all paths are settling. And I think there's this movement or narrative around, like, never settle and things like that. But people mistake never settle for never make trades. And so we have this obsession with optionality or optionality maxing, but options are only valuable when taken. And so when we never take the option, which means we don't cash in the option that we have available, like, some options need to be taken. And when they are taken, other options disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Because just having maximum potential does not mean maximum reality.
Because you need to commit.
You have to commit, which is the elimination of alternatives.
Mm.
I mean, show me anything that was worth doing that did not require commitment, which is an elimination of alternatives, a trade-off. And so in the beginning of our lives, when we're younger, we are praised for maximizing our potential, right? How can we have as many colleges accept us? How can we have all the best grades? How can we have all the paths in front of us? But I think many people know, people who are really successful earlier on, for maximizing potential but not realizing potential.
Mm.
And I think the gap between the maximization of potential and the realization of potential is the commitments that we're willing to make, which is the trades, the elimination of the alternatives, when we have to start cashing those options in and realizing that some of them are never going to come to fruition because we could only have one life and some of those trades are permanent.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What are the hard things that people should be focusing on more? What are the step change function, hard thing capacity skills that people should focus on more?
What outside forces are influencing your behavior in a way that is aversive or against your goals? And so if you're like, I want to start a business, but I am afraid of what other people will say, then it means that we are allowing those other people to control your behavior. And I think when you say it in really plain terms like that, you're like, wow, I didn't know I was giving them that much power for my life. It's like, I am not doing this because of them, which means they control me. And to me, like, the hard thing is in some ways just not allowing that control to persist or to keep going.
Hmm. It is interesting how many people can do hard things physically but can't do hard things decisively. It's weird that we publicly admire the obvious hard thing, even if that isn't the one that actually makes the biggest difference to people's life direction. It's not predictive of being a good friend. It's not predictive of being the best partner. It's not predictive of being a successful business owner. But because it's more obvious, because it's more publicly laudable, you can flex it online and you can tell people, I ran a marathon, as opposed to when my partner asked me a difficult question, I didn't shy away from it. I told them the truth.
And to be clear, I think that those things are laudable in and of themselves. Like, you go fight a war, you go do, like, you go run a marathon. I think all of those things are praiseworthy. It's just the generalizable component of that hard being, oh, I can do all hard things, is really the misconception. I mean, for me, again, like, the hardest part was the first set of friends that you have to relinquish. Because once you do it the first time, you realize that you will still survive, you'll still make it through, you'll find new friends. But, like, in the first time, it's sacrificing everything you've known and loved for something that you've never experienced and hope will happen and have no idea if it actually will. So the cost is known, the payoff isn't. And that is why I think it is the riskiest and why so many people struggle to make the jump.
The world will reward you in proportion to your courage, not your intellect. Mm-hmm. The most dangerous person in the world is the one who continues to show up every day, even when the rewards are not guaranteed. Your potential is determined by the amount of uncertainty you're able to tolerate and how long you can tolerate it for. You can beat 99% of people if you can master the shame of rejection, the boredom of repetition, and the pain of feedback.
I was asked, if you could transfer only one trait to your son, what would it be? And I really thought a lot about it. And I was like, all the traits, what I would transfer. And I think it's courage. Because if you don't have courage, nothing else matters. Like, you can't take you can't take any action. You can't do anything worth doing. You can't stand for anything because you have no courage. And so I think that's why it's so much more preferable to be a failure than a coward. And I think that I would hope that I could transfer just that lesson and try and reinforce as many times as I can in his upbringing that, like, you have to take jumps and you have to lose and you have to be willing to lose, and then realize that losing doesn't actually make you a loser, because losing is the first signal on the path to winning. But, like, not playing is the actual signal for a forever loss.
What is courage to you?
Being willing to take action where there's a large short-term cost with an uncertain.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Delayed benefit. So if you want to start a business and you think that you're going to get made fun of or snide remarks or like, oh yeah, you're doing your podcast thing again, oh yeah, don't miss out, right? You know, don't miss Friday night, it's your big podcast. You know you're going to suffer that short term. That's a known cost. And then the payoff is delayed and uncertain. Like, not only will it come later, if it were guaranteed, if you knew you were going to make $1 million doing a podcast, then you'd be like, whatever, fuck it. Like, it takes significantly less courage. But I think it's the fact that it is unknown and delayed. So you basically have to be willing to get kicked in the nuts and multiple times and sometimes for extended durations before the hope that you will get something. But I think the only way to get through that kind of kicked in the nuts period for however long it's going to be is realizing that you have two paths. One that is guaranteed, which is that the path you're currently on will not get you where you want to go. And the other path, it is not guaranteed to get you where you want to go, but it's the only one where you have a shot where you do.
And that's where your potential is determined by the amount of uncertainty you're able to tolerate and how long you can tolerate it for.
The longer the game you play, the bigger the game you play. And so if you want to create rockets that go to the moon, you have to be able to deal with uncertainty for just an absolutely absurd amount of time compared to most humans on any endeavor.
Mm. There's a line at the end, pain of feedback. Mm. I'm interested in that.
I mean, rejection hurts. Failing hurts. And I think when you give it your all and then the market, society, the universe, whatever, determines that you are still not enough, that is very painful. I think that in time, you learn that feedback is fuel rather than failure. And once that new association gets paired, I mean, you've had plenty of incredibly successful people on this podcast, and I would say many of them have this same kind of, let's call it lesson, is like, it's not failure, it's feedback, or it's not failure. But it just means that, like, fundamentally, they have a different pairing for losing. And so everyone has to go through this because, like losing is good, and feeling bad about losing is good because it forces you to change. And that change means that over time, as long as you're changing in the correct direction, you get better.
Or else you would continue to do the strategy that caused you to lose last time, and you would just run it back again.
And this is why I have this, like, I think one of the big...
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Losses or failures of society right now is that we are trying to castrate the teeth from the pain of loss. We're trying to not allow kids, people, the feeling to feel bad. It's like we have determined that feeling bad is bad, but feeling bad is not bad. Feeling bad is a signal so that we need to change. Because if no one feels bad ever, then it means that everyone is doing what they want to do all the time, And that is not how a functioning society works. Sometimes people do stupid shit and need to know and feel bad for it.
Eventually, reality is going to come into contact with your decisions.
Yes.
And the more that that's put off, the less likely you are to come up with a way to avoid that reality coming into reality.
Trying to just redefine reality and create a fantasy where you losing and you feeling bad isn't true, but it doesn't change reality. It just changes someone's perception of it for the short term, and then they have to pay reality back with interest and time. Mm. And like, the check always comes due. It's just like the interest is much bigger. And so in light of, you know, my son, my child that I have in the future, like, I want him to experience the pain of loss so that he can learn. Because like, how else can you learn? You have to. And there's tons of things that you can probably do that feel good that are not good. Mm. And there's tons of things that you can do that feel bad that are not bad.
Well, what a gift to give somebody to say you can feel bad and not feel bad about it.
Yeah. It's and like, and that's okay. Like, you lost. What will we learn? What will we do next time? Great. Do it again.
That feels like resilience.
Yeah.
As opposed to any time that you feel this emotion, which is negative, that is worthy of rushing in and panic and control and distance. That's almost like a formula for fragility.
Okay, if we know that we're on the path getting kicked in the nuts right now, and I know I'm on my 17th or 100th podcast and I'm still not like a millionaire yet, I have not achieved what I want yet. It does not mean that I have to change course.
But earlier on, you said that bad feelings, feeling bad, are important to update the way that you're approaching this situation. So how do you distinguish between the two?
No, and I would say what you hit on is the crux of it, which is judgment. And this is one of the hardest ones, is like, how do you help someone recognize patterns? Basically, it's the eternal question of when do I push and when do I pivot, right? When do I push through the hardship versus when do I adjust?
Am I giving up on this set in the gym because I'm being a pussy, or am I giving up because I'm about to injure myself?
Yeah. And I've worked with this a lot because it's a pretty classic entrepreneurship issue of like, if one of the fundamental assumptions that you began your quest with has been proven untrue based on the feedback, then that is where pivoting makes sense. But I'm saying it is definitely one of the harder lines to know, like, where, when should I push, when should I pivot? What lesson do I learn from losing?
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.